Mark 9:35. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." It's no surprise that you're surprised to see service on this spiritual development plan. Not even fasting got its own week. Truly though, service is vital in the spiritual development of a believer. If you are to imitate Christ in all that he did, you must first be a servant. The big temptation in life is to make things about yourself. Instead, we're supposed to do everything and live our lives in service of others and in service to God. Perhaps it's a cultural thing, or maybe just a condition of the human heart in general, but it is hard for a Christian to come to terms with the thought that their main purpose in life is not for betterment, survival, or protection of themselves. What I mean is, how many people become so engrossed in their own success that they never even consider what it means to serve like Jesus served? I'm not exactly referring to volunteering at youth group, for example. That's kind of getting the cart before the horse, because we also don't serve just to serve. That kind of serving is not beneficial. We serve to honor God and to honor others as we go through this life. Have you ever heard the term blessed to be a blessing? That is the promise God gave to Abram when he was called out of the desert to be the father of God's chosen people. The prophecy, blessed to be a blessing, had macro implications, and it was referring to the coming of Christ, but it also has a micro reality that each of us must live out as we mature in our spirituality. In other words, you don't exist for your own benefit, to consume resources or to be popular and powerful. You exist as a child of God to be a blessing to the people around you and to serve them. When you are blessed, whether it be financially or through your giftings, it is a waste to sit on it and hoard it up. God blesses you in those ways as an opportunity to bless others and to bring glory to his name. In doing so, you can grow the kingdom of God. One of my all-time favorite books is Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. And in that book, there's a chapter about the spiritual discipline of service. He argues, more than any other single way, the grace of humility is worked into our lives through the discipline of service. Hesitancy always exists in any serious discussion about service. Some of you have already tuned out or even outright rejected the selfless idea of living for others. But another great point from Foster is that we must see the difference between choosing to serve and being a servant. When we choose to serve, we remain in control and we decide the conditions of our service. But when we choose to be a servant, we give up the right to be in charge and we become available for God to use at any time. Another great book, Sacred Pathways by Gary Thomas. He explains the most common ways that each of us may connect with God and how each of us have a different natural pathway that our personalities align with in our pursuit of God. While some of us are hesitant to become servants, I'm not letting you off the hook. You must die to yourself and follow Christ, even to the point of death. While some people are hesitant for that, others feel most alive and connected to God when they love others. Gary Thomas writes, "The biblical challenge to love God by caring for others are legion. The story of the Good Samaritan is probably one of the most popular parables in the entire New Testament, found in Luke. Its meaning is clear. Nobody is so important or so wise that they can excuse themselves from practical helps." Jesus emphasized compassion in many of his teachings, and it is no surprise his followers also urge us to love God in this way. Beyond service projects, beyond helping others, lies this idea that we must humble ourselves greatly before the Lord. And we must humble ourselves if we ever hope to grow closer to God. You know, the opposite of humility is pride, and pride is a major roadblock on the journey of spiritual development. If you feel stagnant in your relationship with Christ, humble yourself and become a servant. God will pour out his blessings and you will be rocketed into a new realm in your relationship with God. If you're doing this with the group, you're now going to have a time of discussion to talk about being a servant. You'll also pick out a service opportunity for you all to do this week. If you can't make the group service project, you're not off the hook. Plan to serve somehow this week, and also begin making plans for your personal spiritual retreat. Thanks for joining in.